seconds. One time for the underdog. One time for the underdog. Ignition sequence start.
Let me see you put 'em up. Reach the sky, touch the stars up above. Cause it's one time for the underdog. One time for the underdog.
You're listening to the Valuetainment Podcast, where we discuss various strategies that will help you scale your business to the next level. I'm Patrick Bay-David, and one of the common questions I get is, Pat, I have offices in different locations, I have employees in different places. How do I manage these multiple teams in multiple locations? We're going to talk about that in today's episode. Can you imagine how much easier business could be if you and I could be in seven different places at the same time? Now, obviously, today we don't have that technology, so until that happens, we got to figure out how to build remotely. Today in this episode, I will talk to you about how you can lead multiple teams in multiple locations and be effective at the same time. So let's first start off by looking at this here. I'm going to give you two examples. One, why is it that most entrepreneurs only do well with businesses that are within 30 yards of them? What do I mean by this? You run an office, everyone's around you, it's about 30 yards here, 20 yards this way, you do the math, it's about 3,000 square feet, and we can manage that. But we have a very hard time building remotely nationally. So let's look at the pros and cons of each one. Pros of building within 30 yards. One, lots of control. So most entrepreneurs start off being control freaks, for the most part. Not everybody, but for the most part, the whole reason why you become an entrepreneur is you want to control your destiny, all these other things. You also like to control what everybody does, right? So the pro is you get to see everybody. You get to drive everybody. You get to be the heartbeat because you're around everybody, so they feel the heartbeat. You are the heartbeat. Accountability. It's easy when somebody's doing something, asking where they're at. I can be walking in the hallway and somebody walks by me and say, hey, where are you at for today? What did you do today? Quick fix. There's an issue. I can solve that issue right off the bat. Sometimes there is office politics. There is arguments going on. There's differences. There's friction. If I know it, I can say, let's have a quick 30-minute meeting. And that can be solved. So quick fix, low turnover, because the closer they are to you, turnover will be typically lower. However, there's one big con. The big con is exponential growth, which means expansion. So the more you control, whatever you control more grows less. Whatever you control more has less possibility of exponentially growing and exploding. And you don't mind doing that in the business, but you also got to make sure you do it properly from the beginning, so when it explodes, it's exploding on the right fundamentals instead of just exploding without having any kind of standards expectation to grow on. So now, remote, pros and cons. Pro, you can scale. Multiple locations, international, national, East Coast, West Coast, Midwest, South, it doesn't matter. I can be all over the place. I can build independent leaders, attract different personalities because some people like to be remotely running their own businesses. They kind of want to be left alone, so those personalities, the solopreneurs will be turned on by this. The con, lack of accountability, lack of emotional connection, boredom. Sometimes people that are working offsite remotely from you, they get bored because they're not being sold the vision regularly, so they don't see it on a daily basis, they get bored. And last but not least, low retention. So you have low turnover as a pro here, higher retention, you have low retention here. So now someone could say, well, Pat, this is exactly why I prefer doing this. This is exactly why I only want to build within my vicinity, my office, everyone's close to me. I don't want to build remotely. I will challenge you there and tell you from my own experience, for the first 5 years of my business, I only built within 30 yards because I wanted control, because I had to know exactly what everything was doing. And then I made adjustments, made a lot of mistakes, but finally figured out what things you have to do for this to go from here to here. So let me explain to you a solution. Number one, before you open up anyone to be remotely in another place, always have a 2 to 4 week on the job training, field training, shadowing, whatever you want to call it. Have somebody come and watch how everything's being ran. Have them watch how things being, the systems, the protocols, the sales flow, anything that it is that a skill can be passed through somebody else, have them sit through it. I used to tell myself, I don't do any behavior unless if somebody's sitting in that office with me to watch exactly what I'm doing. If I'm making phone calls, I want five people around me to see how I'm making those sales calls. What's the purpose if I'm making a call all by myself? If I'm making a sales presentation, I want sitting right next to me. If I'm making a conference call with attorneys and everybody, that I want somebody sitting right next to me or being on the call with me. I want as much exposure to be with my team because I want to do on-the-job training. I want more PBDs out there. I want more leaders being developed out there, right? And the way you do it, there's one thing to give a manual and say, here you go. Go learn how to sell and go get them. It's the best way to do it. Go get them. It's not going to work. On-the-job training, number one. Number two, build leaders. Focus on developing leaders. And the way you build leaders that build remotely, any remote office or multiple locations that succeed, anything that succeeds, I guarantee you it succeeds because there's a leader leading that. If there's no leader, it doesn't succeed. It's always the case. Always the case. You take any company that's extremely successful, it is extremely successful because they've done a very good job building leaders. Next. This is the part most people don't want to do. Most 30-yard type of leaders, which I call 30-yard type of leaders, who are control freaks, they don't like to go visit other offices. Because typically this becomes their priority, which is supposed to because this is your hub. But one of these could end up being better than your hub if you do quarterly visits. So I like to go visit quarterly. The reason why I've always liked quarterly visits is one, I stay connected to the heartbeat. Two, I'm building relationships. Three, I can see things I need to fix. If there's issues, if there's challenges that come up, if I go in a place and I notice there's a leak here we gotta fix, oh, I'm so glad we got here before this one was gonna be fixed. Oh, they were having issues financially in this area. Oh, they had a terminal issue going on here with the business that they weren't even using this that could lead into a ton of complaints that this could have caused a lot of headaches later on. I'm so glad I did that. But it requires quarterly visits. So someone may say, well, pal, what if I have 9 offices? What if I have 5 locations? What if I have this going on? What if I have that going on? Use the 90-10 rule or the Pareto theory, the 80-20 rule. Spend 80% of your time on the top 20% of performing offices and develop them and develop those remote businesses that you have because you can build them into stronger leaders who can potentially develop other locations as well. Next, 2 times a year, do annual gatherings and conventions where everybody comes together. Say you have 4 offices. 4 offices all come together twice a year. Everybody sees everybody because people learn from other offices. People see what other leaders are doing better than this one. They're collaborating, they're learning, they're cross-pollinating. There's a lot of strong strengths coming together and this person wasn't good in this and this girl was better at it than him. He learns from her. She wasn't good at this that this guy's very good at. They learn from together. There's a lot of strength that comes out of that. Next, weekly accountability calls. Literally weekly accountability calls where it could go for 90 minutes. And this is how the call starts. So, hey, what'd you do this past week? The way I like to do accountability calls, I like to do accountability calls based on 2 different behaviors. One is behavior. One is measurable figures. Each one of them typically have 4 things I want to ask for. So, 4 behaviors. So, it could be this week I sent this many emails. I made this many calls. I did this many appointments that are these types of sales. I made these many appointments that are this type of thing, but I want 4 activities. So activity, results. I brought on board this many employees. I sold this many of this product. We did this much in our office in volume and we did this. Okay, great, 4 and 4. Activity, results. On a weekly basis, we start off with those offices leaders that are running remotely. Give me these reports on what they did. Then I ask what worked for everybody this week. Share with the rest of us so we can learn. We did this at our office. We did that in our office. We did this. Phenomenal. Next, what would you like to process? Then we literally, for an hour, process any subject they want to process together. So everyone learns from one another. We address issues there. We bring leaders bulletin there. There's challenges. There's issues. We're solved. Boom. Next week again. Next week again. Next week again. A weekly accountability going. Next, daily reports. The newer the leader is that's running a remote office, the more daily reports I want. The more of a veteran leader this person becomes, that they're running it independently, I only need weekly reporting. But if you're newer, I need daily reporting because I don't trust you yet. I don't know who you are yet. I don't trust you running the operation all by yourself yet. I need daily reporting. Daily reporting could be same thing. How much was your activity? What happened? What did you learn? Here's what I did today. Ba, 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 ba. Great. 3-minute email. Sent. I know. And I look at it. Okay, cool. Good. I look at all good. Oh, there's a red sign here, a red signal. Let me call them. Then I call you up. Then I send you a text. Hey, you told me this in the email here. What do you mean by that? Can you elaborate? Did you figure out how to do this? Hey, I think you need to read this book. Hey, I think you need to watch this video. There's still education going on there. Following. 2 times a year fun trips. What could be a fun trip? A fun trip could be a barbecue together. A fun trip could be I put a contest together. We're going to go to a cruise. We're going to go to a trip. We're going to go to Disney World. We're going to go to Disneyland. We're going to go to, I don't know, show. We're going to go to a basketball game, a sporting event, El Clasico, whatever it is. You put it twice a year that something fun happens where they see you, not in business. I'm your boss. You better listen to me. No, it's just let it loose. Let's hang out. Let's talk. Let's break bread. Let's just talk. What's going on? Tell me about your family. What's going on with your life? You do that a couple times a year. In order for any, and I've seen this over the years, anybody who does this very effectively, anybody who does this typically very, very effectively, they're very good at accountability, very good at accountability, which means you're very good at communication, but they're also very, very good at creating tools that allows them to constantly develop and improve. So tools could be many different things. It could be an accountability tool, it can be a communication tool, it can be a reference tool, it can be a, you know, document tool, it can be a tool that tells them how to do something, it can be an educational tool, it can be a Salesforce appointment tool. There's a lot of tools, note tool, there's a lot of tools that you can use for everyone to know what things are doing. Calendar tools, but it's gotta be a tool driven. Google Docs, there's so many different things that you can use to make it a tool driven business. And last but not least, solution to build remotely is a leader's bulletin. I'm a big fan of leader's bulletin. I had a staff meeting the other day, this was 2 weeks ago. And it was a very intense meeting. And this is what the staff meeting was. I said, I, as a CEO, I am useless without numbers. I don't even exist. I'm a nobody. You may as well fire me and send me home if I don't have reports. I need reports. I need figures. I need trends. I need 24 months. I need to know what this thing did versus last year. I need to know what this thing did versus last month. I need as much reporting as possible. The more reports I have, the more I can find leaks where we're losing money or this individual is not running a proper office that they can fix. So leader's bulletin or reporting allows you to make the call to that one person that is struggling with one area that you can help tweak where the sales in that office goes back up. But if you have no leader's bulletin, no reporting, who the hell am I competing against? How am I measuring myself to improve? What am I going to figure out was my prior best for me to beat? I can't do it. So it's your responsibility as a leader who is trying to build multiple teams in multiple locations to have proper reporting, proper accountability, proper leader's bulletin so I know how to improve my business. So having said that, this kind of gives you a better idea for those of you guys that cannot yet duplicate yourself in multiple different places and you're a 30-yard type of a leader to figure out a way to become remote leader where you start building remotely and all of a sudden you have a national business, possibly even an international business, because you figured out a way to hold people accountable and build leaders. Thanks everybody for listening. And by the way, if you haven't already subscribed to Valuetainment on iTunes, please do so. Give us a 5-star, write a review if you haven't already. And if you have any questions for me that you may have, you can always find me on Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. Just search my name, Patrick Bit-David. And I actually do respond back when you snap me or send me a message on Instagram. With that being said, have a great day today. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.